T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, you know, one of the things I like about the good news segment is we get to talk about people who have followed their dreams or chased their dreams. You think about when you're young, what did you dream of, Michael? Or Michael, I almost called you. I called you my son's name, Marty.
Chicks and Corvettes. No, I'm serious.
No, you didn't.
Absolutely.
So, like, but I mean, did you have a big dream? Did you have
chicks
something?
And Corvettes.
Okay, well, then that makes it pretty clear.
It made my mother crazy and my father.
I love when people realize their dream after the time that most of us think it's over. You know, if you have an athletic dream, what age do you think it's pretty much done?
High school.
Right?
For sure.
For sure. If you're going to do something athletic and it's going to be triumphant, you're thinking your teen years, your high school years, that's probably the last
chance.
There are
anomalies.
20s.
Yeah.
How about 48?
Wow.
How about this?
I love it.
Let's get Perry Shoemaker on. Perry, how are you? Hello.
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh my gosh, I love hearing your voice. I love the picture of you. Everybody's listening. Perry is, I just think, the biggest inspiration. You're a mother of 3 daughters. What are they?
Yes.
20, 18, and 11?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so she's got 3 daughters, and I want you to tell everybody, first of all, Marty, if you were to run a mile, how far, you know, how long would it take you?
4 minutes, 30 seconds.
Oh, please.
Oh, look at Perry laughing.
Oh, please.
No,
it would take me probably a good 10.
I was a sprinter in high school and really fast. And, you know, so in that, at the best you could ever do, you wouldn't even get close to what she does in a mile and a marathon.
How about 26.2 miles in what? 2 hours, 43 minutes, and 44 seconds? Is that what you did?
2 hours, 43 minutes, and 33 seconds.
33 yeah. seconds. That is amazing.
What's the average per mile on that? I apologize, Perry.
It's 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. Yeah. So you always were a runner, right?
No, I actually, I've always run, just to stay in shape because I love running. But I actually did not start racing until I turned 40.
That's amazing.
I'd run like a handful of races before then.
Okay. So you would do marathons? You would do that sort of stuff or no?
Oh, no. So I didn't actually start. I did a couple of just 5K races, and 2 10-mile races before I turned 40.
Yeah. I think the thing, what is so significant about what you just recently accomplished, because it puts you the second what to do what?
So I'm the second oldest female to qualify for the Olympic trials in the marathon.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
That is so...
And how old?
48.
48.
That's amazing.
Right? Yeah. Now, wait a minute. You were in Virginia,
what?
But you were here in Pittsburgh, weren't you before?
Yes, we lived in Pittsburgh for 4 years down in Upper St. Clair.
Hey, I love it. I would love reading the article about you. And I was like, wait a minute. Of course there's a Pittsburgh connection. This is dynamite.
Yeah. Wow.
And so you're running, and I love, so your husband for a while, he was kind of a coach to you, right?
Yes, that's right. He coached me for like the first, up until about 2 months, 2 months ago when I we hired a professional coach.
And so you needed a hit. What was the firm time that you needed to nail in order to qualify for the Olympic trials?
I needed to hit 2 hours and 45 minutes.
And you did that. What was your fastest time prior to that?
2 hours, 51 minutes,
holy,
and 48 seconds.
Holy cow.
Hey,
that's amazing.
What do you attribute this to? Because honestly, without being critical of you, they look at this time and look at your age and say, drug test that woman. No, right?
I have been drug tested. Actually, I was drug tested back in 2016 because I'd won the Marine Corps Marathon. So
yeah, because it's not believable, right?
Colors.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, so how is it that you're better with age when I'm falling apart and have to put hemp oil on a toe that hurts?
That's a great question. Really, that's a great question.
Why are you better with age?
Well, I hadn't ever really raced much earlier, so I didn't know. I don't know if I would have been better younger or not, but I just I love running, and I'm competitive, and it turns out I'm pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh! So So what happens next?
So I'll run some more races, and then I'll do the trials on February 29th.
And so what does that involve?
That's down in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're running the Olympic trials there, so it's a marathon there.
So, hey, Perry, so it's so difficult for anybody to really make money in the business. How do you do it? Do you have sponsors? Do your husband support you? How is it? You have to be so dedicated. How do you keep it together financially?
This is definitely not my job. Yeah. My husband, he's our primary income.
Yeah.
But I do teach preschool. I have made some money off of the running, but nothing that ever supports anybody.
My
husband.
Do you get injured?
Yes, I do. I've gotten injured several times. But I usually am able to bounce back.
You know, I just think that the reason why I wanted to have you on in this good news segment is that you're just the epitome of going for something and never quitting and never being too old to realize a dream. And I just love that. I think it speaks to kind of the quitter in each of us who thinks, that ship has sailed, or I probably can't do that. And instead, you're forging ahead and you've got the family behind you. What do you say to the daughters and your husband?
Well, I thank them. I love them very much. And without their support, I could not do it. I watched the girls run, and they gave me some inspiration, and they gave me some encouragement and said, "Mom, you can race too." And
you are.
So I started.
Yeah, you are.
I love it. Perry Shoemaker, congratulations. Best wishes. I'll be watching for you in February. I know you're going to do it.
All right. Thank you.
Take
care.
They
say here in Pittsburgh, yin's done good. Yin's done good, Perry.
Yeah.
Yin's done good.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Go get him.
That's cute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.